pour another cup of coffee with Fleming in the Morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and we were talking about the Salvation Army and what's happening this year with the Salvation Army, not only locally, but I think across the state and across the country, across the region, however you want to look at it. It's going to be a different scenario in many, many ways, in that there aren't all of the different locations maybe to ring at. We still have some volunteers that are going to be able to get out there. Others might hesitate in the COVID-19 situation, but it is still a very important process to raising funds to help people in need, and not just during the Christmas season, but all year long through all of the various programs and things that the Salvation Army does. And the one that answers the phone all the time and with that cheery smile on her face, I can tell already, it is Mona Mead. And Mona, how you doing today?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I was thinking about this, Mona. Now, I've been involved with the Salvation Army for a long, long time, and I don't know exactly how many years that is. You've also been with the Salvation Army, working at the Salvation Army. I've been a board member for a lot of years, but how about you've been there for a lot of years, haven't you?
I have. In fact, I even go to church here.
And so it's your mission. You're committed to helping other people every day.
Yes, I am.
Well, right now, I mentioned we may not have as many locations to ring at, but we're trying to get the word out a little early this year with a few of the kettle sites out. Tell us where we're at. I mean, we've got some kettles that are starting today, correct?
In fact, my first kettle goes out tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Tuesday.
Tuesday. We officially started today, but if somebody wants a ring, I'll be sure to get a kettle there somehow.
Yeah, and from a location standpoint, are people still able to sign up where they have been able to ring in the past in many locations?
Yes, they are. Walmart is not up and running yet, but in our other locations, we do have kettles out, kettle stands available. And
so this is, as I think many people would realize, this is early and earlier maybe than normal, but this isn't a normal year.
This is, our theme this year is Rescue Christmas.
Yeah.
With so many in need due to the COVID and other situations, it is a different time of year than normal.
So Rescue Christmas.
And
yes. I people are encouraged to not only to ring, but also to contribute. And we'll talk about how they can sign up to ring in a minute. But if they want to contribute without even going to a kettle stand, they can by sending the money to you at the Salvation Army office in Mason City, correct?
Correct. And our address is 747 Village Green Drive.
So just mail it directly to you. They can write a check, boom, send it to you. And it's just like putting money in the kettle.
Yes, it is.
How about the number of people? Do you have many signed up between now and Christmas?
I have a few, but I have lots of spaces for people, lots of times that we would be willing to sign people up for, that are willing to get out there and help us.
How do they do that this year?
You can go to registertoring.com, and it's a simple process. And if you do still have difficulties with that, feel free to call me at the office at 641-424-4031.
And can people use electronic giving at a kettle stand? Is that going to be a possibility this year?
That will be a possibility. We're hoping to have that set up next week.
So that's still underway.
That is still underway. We had to wait, we're waiting for our stickers to come in, and they should be here this week.
Awesome. Very, very good. Well, I just wanted to take a chance, number one, to call and say thank you for all of your years of service to the Salvation Army, and you're kind of running the show out there today and doing a great job.
Well, but, thank you.
Yeah. Registertoring.com to sign up to ring the bell for the Salvation Army this Christmas. And then also you could call, if that's a problem for you, you can call Mona, call at the office at 424-4031. That's 641-424-4031. Mona, I appreciate you taking some time to talk with us live on KGLO today.
Can I also add one more thing?
You sure can. You can do anything you want. Mona, this is your show now.
No, it's not my show. But we are also taking applications for Toys for Tots. They can call at this phone number, and we will mail them out an application.
Now, that's a little different this year, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We are mailing out the applications, and then they return them to us, and we will mail them a time that they will be able to come in and shop.
So there won't be that big rush into the gymnasium?
No, there will not. We are going to be doing mask and social distancing, and we will be running it the full week of December 14th.
Okay. Full week of December 14th, and that will allow people to do the normal shopping that they do, but you do need to sign up and get registered in advance that way.
Correct.
Okay. So if you fall into that mode, or you have somebody in your family or friends, tell them to call 424-4031 at the Salvation Army office, and they'll give you a helping hand. That was good. I'm glad you mentioned that, Mona. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You bet. Hey, have a terrific day. Keep smiling and keep the bells ringing, okay?
All righty. You too. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Mona. There you go. That's Mona Mead with us from the Salvation Army office in Mason City on AM 1300 KGLO. And I do hope you get a chance to ring the bell this Christmas season for the Salvation Army. And if you can't, write a check, send it to the Salvation Army. They still have all of the normal needs that they have to meet throughout the year. So it'll be a challenge. We're going to rescue Christmas this year with the Salvation Army.